Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibonye bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muriye mutiya muri nyarya mukama wa Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? I'm going to request the greet of your brethren. And wish him light of the full word of God. That he move on and lighten for them.
To
reaching the eternal life. We move on glorify God. Even in this time. For moving on being with us. And to uphold in us. For he has helped us up to today. Through his word. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He who promised in Matthew chapter 28, verses 20, that is to be with us to the very end. And we thank God that Christ is with us to the end, even in this time. And he passes through the Holy Spirit. When he promised us in John chapter 14, starting from verse 15 to entering verse 17, he promised to send us the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, to be with us all the days. And since he sent him, Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and
4,
he is together with us, the Spirit of Truth, unto those who know him, and those who open up their hearts and
who
accept to be led by the Spirit of God. As is written in the Romans chapter 8, verses 14, that those led by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. So we humble under the Holy Spirit and we ask him add us revelation as today, because we know in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 unto 10, that what ears have not heard, what have not entered in the hearts of men, even what eyes have never seen, it's what God prepared for those who love him. But those God revealed them to us by his Spirit. So we humble under our Father and his word, our Lord Jesus, and we ask him upon power on us his Holy Spirit, even today, that to enable us understand his word, as in Proverbs 1 verse 23, and to empower us, as written in the Acts chapter 1 verse 8, that when the Spirit will come, he'll give you power, and you two will be my witnesses all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So even in this time, we want to move on in revelation of the Holy Spirit, and we still move on to see God's plan
for
fighting against Satan's devices,
because
he made for the whole world from the year
2019
to reaching the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. There will never be any other devices Satan will plot, but those he made to reaching the year 2022, and we release God's plan, moves on to fight them till Jesus will come back. Praise Jesus much. We remember, and this God's plan, we see them under three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And they are to make changes in the entire world with the coming back of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
when we first saw why this coronavirus is called COVID-19, and we knew very many secrets, those we within fighting God,
nkwagala okuteekawo Katonda mu nsi,
in wanting to put in place another God in the world,
ne mukulwanyisa omwoyo omutukuvu,
and in fighting the Holy Spirit,
bamuwanyisa n'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza okuwamba ensi,
and they exchange him with powers of darkness to capture the world,
agayita mu 5G 6G networks n'okudda waggulu,
passing through 5G 6G networks and above.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So tuze tulabe nki.
So we've come seeing many things.
Natwagenda mas tulabe ekyokubiri ekyabaawo.
We moved on, we saw the second thing which happened.
Mwaka wa 2019.
In the year 2019.
Katonda bwe yalagira omubuulizi bw'enjiri Ben Hinn w'ensi yonna.
When God commanded the worldwide evangelist Ben Hinn to repent.
Olw'okuva ku njiri y'amazima.
Departing from the gospel of truth, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And he went to preach material again, gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles. Something which caused the whole world to be in the many curses in this time on, including curses of
COVID-19
and the powers of darkness passing through networks. So the repentance of the evangelist Ben Hinn, the worldwide evangelist, and it commands the preachers in the whole world and all children of God and all people of God to repent, go back to the gospel of truth, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all secrets in the kingdom of heaven, that people can inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And in the same year 2019, God envisioned the evangelist Ben Hinn, the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, be known the way they were, the way they should be,
and
the way they will be all generations.
And
to move from here, Uganda, the year 2022, to head on to the whole world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we have seen many things under the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things here in Uganda from the year 2022, as God envisioned evangelist Ben Hinn. Time is not far, it's just near.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So as we still move on winding up that part, and we see the working of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God in the single portion,
double portion, ne triple portion.
And the triple portion.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga sofa twamaliriza emyoyo enaku ejo.
And so far we finished four spirits among those.
Natulaba emyoyo musanvu eja Katonda.
As we see the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit, how they work in the single portion,
double portion,
and the triple portion. And we saw the Spirit of the Lord, how He works in single portion, double portion, and the triple portion. And we next saw the Spirit of Wisdom, how He works in single portion, double portion, and the triple portion. And we finished so the spirit of the spirit of understanding. How we saw the way He works in single portion,
double portion,
and the triple portion. We last ended the other time when we saw the spirit of cancer, how He works in single portion,
double portion,
and the triple portion. Now we want to move on with the spirit of mighty. And we see the spirit of mighty, how He works
single portion,
in the single portion,
double portion,
and the triple portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we don't want any more waiting, for we no more have time. We're just preparing ourselves, for here in Uganda the Spirit already begun to work in single portion, double portion, and to look into the triple portion.
And
it's going to begin spreading the whole world in the year 2022.
Yes,
praise
raised Jesus much. The spirit of mighty. As we read in the Isaiah 11, verses 2. And it's spoken of like this. Let's read we hear. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama gulibera ku ye. Omoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera. Omoyo gwa kutesa n'amanyi. Omoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya mukama.
Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much. On both seven spirits, where there is the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, both we finished there.
You
see how they work in single portion, double portion, and to look into the triple portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we head on to the spirit of might. And we see how we can work.
In the single portion. Double portion.
And the triple portion. And how he began to work. After we see the spirit of knowledge.
Then
even the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
But in the single portion. The spirit of the Lord. The spirit of might. In the single portion.
He
is going to show the power which is in the words. The power which is in the word. The power of the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God. It's not only words. But not only the scriptures. But the power. Which is behind the word of God. Let's read it in the First Corinthians. Chapter 4. Verses 20. He speaks saying like this.
Abakolinse ekisoka esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwa 20.
First Corinthians chapter 4 verses 20.
Kubango bwakabaka bwa Katonda temuli mu kigambo wabula mu manyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in word but in power.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But
even though we see the word of God in the Bible, these are not mere words you
as
you see them. It's not just a word that you say, the word of God.
But
there is a power which is behind this word of God. Now to begin, the year 2022, they are going to begin to see of the power which is in the word of God. The word of God. And it's fulfilled in power. The holy scriptures. And they are fulfilled in power. And the Holy Spirit demonstrates power. And he works together with armies of angels. Demonstrating the power in the word. The word of God. Which is in the holy book of God. Which is known as the Bible. You know, as of speak of now, the word of God,
Bible,
the Bible, the Holy Scriptures it needs,
Basitani,
the devils, they are the fallen angels.
Are
known as demons to clans, nations, and languages. And who are known as the aliens. They reached the time they showed the world that the Bible is now useless. There's no power in it. God says, I am moving that you see the power in the world. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. The kingdom of God
is
not just mere words, but it's power. Now the spirit of mighty, he has to demonstrate the power that in the world.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much. That is why he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4 to 5, it speaks of the Holy Spirit, how is to demonstrate the power passing through the spirit of might in the single portion.
Abakolinse ekisoka esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebaabanga mbigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda nti ebinnyonnyolwa mu magezi g'abantu wabula ag'omwoyo n'okwolesa.
And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Hey.
Yes.
N'ekigambo kino eky'okubuulira.
This word of the preaching.
Tebagenda kiddamu kiramu bigambo eby'amagezi g'abantu bye bagayigiriza.
They are no more going to see it within the wisdom of men that it teaches.
Naye mu kwolesa.
But in demonstration of the Spirit and power. On this side, in starting,
Uganda,
Uganda it began to already work as you know it. The word spoken immediately cometh to pass. It's the time
to
see all scriptures coming to pass in power. People
are
going to speak the word of God. They are going to see the special power which is behind it, that of the Spirit of Might. And those who speak it, in its truth, they have not twisted it. They have not subtracted, not altered it. The real power of the word will manifest. And the Holy Spirit is going to be nearer to be on the tongues of those who speak. To be on the tongues of those who speak. That they can speak it filled with authority. And they speak the word of God.
They speak
the scriptures.
They
are filled of the power of God. And they are fulfilled
by
the Holy Spirit and the armies of angels. That's why I say in the 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verses 1 and 2, and he says like this, these are seasons
whom
you're going to see. As the Spirit was in the mouth of King David, then he spoke the words of God in power and to be fulfilled.
Samuel ekyokubiri esura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
2 Samuel chapter 23 from verse 1.
Era bino bye bigambo bya Dawudi ebyenkomerero. Dawudi mutabani wa Yese ayogera. Era omusajja yagulumizibwa waggulu ayogera. Katonda wa Yakobo gwe yafukako amafuta. Era asanyusa olwa zabbuli za Isirayiri.
Now these are the last words of David. David the son of Jesse said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel said, verses 2,
Omoyo gwa Mukama gwayogerera munze, ekigambo kye ne kiba ku lulimi lwange.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. Yes. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by the mouth of King David. And the word was put on his tongue. What I tell you is this. In the mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. In his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. In making revival. In restoration of all things. The Holy Spirit passes through the Spirit of Mind. Going to be on the tongues of those speaking the word of God. Those speaking the scriptures.
And
will pack on the word filled with power. And it's spoken. Before it's fulfilled. The people began to tremble.
Began
to hear authority. Power surrounding. Which is
terrifying.
Which does wonders.
That
it will be fulfilled. Everyone is under the fear of God.
That's
not going to be as it was in the other days. Many have been speaking the word of God. And they quote it. But it remains without power. This time the Holy Spirit says no. His mighty, mighty move. Revival and restoration of all things. The single portion with Spirit of Might. Filled mouth of those speaking the word of God. And fulfilled the armies of angels, the mighty ones. According to Psalms 103. In the verses 20. When he speaks saying like this.
Zaburi ya sura ya 13 n'olunyiriri olwa 20.
Psalms 103 verses 20.
Mumwebaze mukama mwe bamalayika be. Mwabazira abamanyi abatukirize ekigambo kye. Ngamuulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kye.
Bless the Lord, you his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Tugenda kwatulaba omwoyo omutukuvu.
We are going to see the Holy Spirit.
Mu single portion yokka.
In the single portion alone.
Y'omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Of the spirit of mind.
Naye bagadde ku nnimi.
And it's upon the tongue.
Ezaboogera ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of speaking the word of God.
Ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Abannyonnyola obwakabaka bwa Katonda obutuukirivu.
And they explain the kingdom of God in righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven.
Nga kirimu amaanyi just n'okukiwulira obuwulizi.
And it's on folks power just to hear.
Nawe ayogera ngu. Owulira omwoyo mukamwa.
Even you speak, you hear the
spirit. Amanyi okusibuka munda.
Feel power spring from inside.
Olunno labate bamalayika eriwe batuukiriza.
Then you will see angels how they fulfill it.
Kwegamba omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Now to say spirit of mind.
Kimuletedde okuyita bamalayika bangi.
It's caused them call many angels.
Basobola okutuukiriza buli kyawandiikibwa.
That they can fulfill every scripture.
Okakasa ensi nti ekigambo kya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Prove the world of the kingdom of God.
Si kigambo bugambo bulijjo nga bwetukibuulira.
It's not just mere word as we've always preached
it. Amanyi.
But it's filled of power.
Manyi merere.
Only power.
Yesu yabazibunyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati muzaburi ya 13.
Now in Psalms 103.
Unyoma 12.
Verses 20.
Wagena kuba weje enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika.
There is going to be thousands of angels.
Sina kuba obubi kubanga batuuse dda.
Not just to be already encamped.
Kwetula ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Nga bwetwasa mu 2019.
As we prayed in 2019.
Katonda ategeka ensi yonna.
To prepare the whole world.
Olw'okuyitibwa okw'ensi yonna.
For the worldwide call.
Katonda wabayise mu mulimu gwe ogusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
Where God has called the final work on the planet Earth.
Bakole naye mu revival n'okuddizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And they work with him in the revival and restoration of all things.
Kati omwaka ogwo 2022.
Now that year 2022.
Ogenda laba okusimbula kw'enkumi n'enkumi z'abamalayika.
You're going to see the move of thousands of angels.
Kutuukiriza kigambo kya Katonda mu maanyi amayitirivu.
Fulfill the word of God in the much power.
Okutambula okw'omwoyo omutukuvu okw'amaanyi mu maanyi.
In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Katonda bweyayolesa omubulizi w'enjiri Benihini.
Has God envisioned the evangelist Benihini.
Akusimbula wano mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
And it moves here in the nation of Uganda.
Era ky'ovula ba wano okusinziira mu buweereza bwa full knowledge of God.
That's why here in the basic full knowledge of God.
International ministries.
National ministries.
Tubadde nga tulaba sample ayogera leero enkya ne tulaba.
We have been seeing sample he speaks today tomorrow.
Ogera leero ne wayita emyezi mitono ne tulaba.
He speaks today passing few months with
thee. Tetukyalina nti ate omwaka guwere.
We no more wait that a year has to pass.
Tetukyalina mwaka kuwera.
We no more wait a year to pass.
Yesu yebazibunyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So mu kigambo ekyo tukugamba.
So in that word we say.
Nti tulina kuba beetegefufu.
So we have to be ready.
Abagenda.
We going
ukora no moyo wa amani
to work with the spirit of mighty
musingo portion
in the single portion
double portion
double portion,
triple portion
in the triple portion
natuli mete okusigu kuula
we are ready to approach
buli katunda cha atasimba
every god everything god never planted
buli bulimba obwekusa ku kigambo
ki every falsehood that touched on his word
obwo bulimba obwabasamize
or falsehood of wizards
obwo bulimba obwamadini
or falsehood of religion
obwo bulimba obwenzikirize zinja
or falsehood of different beliefs
oba obulimba
obwe
kwesing mu chiti bo bulokozi
hidden in that called salvation
na yengo buruko zomu bwa wachifere
but some salvation is fake
katinga tuli betege for sigu kuula
ready to approach
singa tumana ni tuetege kabwetu
we dare prepare ourselves
ye omuya gena kwebagala mumanyi
him the spirit is to be
mighty move
moving in the mighty more
okuvira dala munda mugwe
right from inside you
omunda
in your inner man
ngabwa yogera mbarume suli yomunana
as it's in Romans chapter 8
onyi yowe 15 na 16 gaganto umuyi nyini
and say the spirit himself together with our spirits
butumalirira
when we get determined
umuyi nyini agena kwegatana imyoja
the spirit himself to join with our spirits
yasinzire munde
he will base inside there
yebagalo ulimi
and be upon the tongues
ajuseke kigambo cha Katonda
feel upon the word of God
atuwecho okugera mukisere echo chenyini nyini
as what to speak in that very time
nga chijudamani
but is filled with power
achiliko ne bamalaika mabiga
has angels behind
abaino okukituukiriza
you have to fulfill it
tuina kubanga twetegekedde chimu kusigukula
have to be ready to prepare for one thing to approach
simbura buli katonda kya tasimba
approach whatever god never plant
tuli betegefu
and be ready
ukusimba okatonda kya simba
to plant that which god planted
katonda kya tesa
that which god canceled about
ukwagala kwa katonda
the will of god
Kubabu ayogera na Yeremia.
But when he speaks with Jeremiah.
Mu Yeremia sura soko nyore 10.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10.
Yamugambe ibigambo binonga ayita moyo wa amanyi.
He told him his words passing through the spirit of mighty.
Yeremia esura esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10.
Laba, leero nkutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale g'abakabaka, okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula, okuzimba n'okusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Let's repeat it. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10. Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down, and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
if we shall be ready to uproot and to tear down, to break down and take away everything God never built, and we are very ready to plant and to build the counsel of God in the world,
who
has put it there upon all nations. Now the spirit of mind in the single portion is to be upon tongues of those ready, from within them joined with their spirits, that they can speak the word of God in power.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, in the Acts, Acts chapter 4, when the Spirit came down, the apostles spoke the word with power,
and
even many miracles happened. You're going to presume see it.
Net triple portion.
It moves with a triple portion. It passes double portion into the triple portion. As you see it in single portion in the Acts chapter 4. Because he says like this.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esura eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu munaana.
Acts chapter 4 verses 28.
Bakole byonna omukono gwo n'okuteesa kwo bye byalagira edda okubaawo.
To do whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. Verses 29.
Kale kakano, Mukama, labokanga kwabwe, owa badduwe okugume nnyo okwogeranga ekigambo kyo.
And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your words. Verses 40.
Bw'ogolola omukono gwo owonye, n'obubonero n'amagero bikolebwenga mu linnya ly'omulenzi w'omutukuvu Yesu.
By stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child, Jesus.
Asatu mulumu.
Verse 41.
Bwe baamala okusaba, mu kifo we baakuŋŋaanira ne wakankana, bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu.
And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Yes. After the Holy Spirit filled them,
first
gave them is to speak the word with power. And the Bible says many miracles followed.
Now,
after we prepare ourselves to uproot, to uproot and tear down, to destroy everything God never took counsel. But we are very ready to see that the counsel of God, the will of God, stands within this world till Jesus will come back in revival. Mighty move of the Holy Spirit. When will you understand those meant to be taken away, to uproot, to tear down?
How will you understand
it?
You know, in the spirit of might, God kills plans of the crafty. Now we shall be seeing the counsel of the evil one, Satan. And he first entered it, messed up the word of God. Now all those he twisted, those he subtracted and added in them,
is where
we begin to correct right there.
It's
where we begin to take away what Satan added in. Those he subtracted, we restore them back. The word of God, it twisted. And we align it. Praise Jesus. You know, in Job chapter 5, starting from verse 12 to 14,
he
spoke of that issue saying like this.
Yobu esule yokutano nolu nyiriri olwekumi nebiri.
Job chapter 5 from verse 12.
Ate nkweza abagere ngetanya. Emikono jawo nejita inza kutukiriza vijita bibatandise.
He frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their plans.
Olinyo olwekumi nesatu.
Verse 14.
Akwasa abagezo olukweru wawe bo.
He takes the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning is quickly ended. Yes, he kills the plans of the crafty. Now we're going to first target plans of the devils. We speak of Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, who are known as the aliens, and who appear as demons of the clan, together with their servants, those within the wizards, in the false religions, in the false beliefs, even the false salvation.
That
first kill the plans of the crafty in the spirit of might,
that
we first uproot every word they put in the word of God and they added in it to restore the scriptures they had removed there, to correct the scriptures they had twisted. If you read first in that, for that is a single portion, it's where it works. When we enter in our portion, we have gone into creation, the power which creates, which is going to correct things they had troubled. The one who created heaven and earth
first
spirit of might, he put it in the space to rotate from there. Praise Jesus much. Now I wanted to show you, in single portion spirit of mighty with us, and is right upon our spirits,
he
is connected with our spirits, and he comes upon our tongues, and he puts upon the world with power, and he speaks it in power.
He's
prepared armies of angels, the mighty ones, fulfill the holy scriptures as we preach them. Now in that,
he's
begun from killing plans of the crafty and cannot allow them to fulfill what they have planned.
Because
their scheme fall upon themselves. Where should we begin from? We first target where they twisted scriptures. You know, wizards have a way to attach on the Bible, and they begin to read out things they don't understand. Those are some of the things we have to handle. Praise Jesus much. And they are corrected. Now they are religions. They don't know even how to connect the devil's perverted them.
They
don't have a principle or order of the word of God. Now we're going to restore our order of the word of God. You see how it has to be. In that way, it will help us be able to understand the way we can uproot whatever God never planted. Even those who never took counsel, those put in his
word.
Even those twisting the meaning of the word of God, and they are caught by the rhythm of his word. For when he speaks, he first said in the second Peter,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Yasuka n'agamba bwati.
He first said like this.
Kitabu cha kubira sura ya 3.
Second Peter chapter 3.
Onyolwe 15.
Verses 15.
16.
Up to 16.
Petere chokubiri esule yokusatu nolo nyiriri ole 15.
Second Peter chapter 3 verses 15.
Era mulowozenga ngo kugumikiriza kwa mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda wa fomu agalwa Paulo mu magezi ge yawebwa bwe yabawandikira.
An account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verses 16.
Eranga mubaluwa zezo na ngayogera kwebyo muzo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyola eranga n'ebyawandikibwa ebirala.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of many things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable twists, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yes. That those who are unlearned, they twist them. For their own destruction. Now those unlearned the first of them, they are the sorcerers, the wizards of the world. They attach themselves on the Bible. They pick out words they do not understand. And they begin to twist the meaning. Now when we go to those in religions, those what they don't understand, they twist them. There are false beliefs. Those which twisted scriptures. There is in the false salvation. Yet even the truthful one is there. But the ones in the false salvation, they put on to twist the scriptures for their own destruction. Now the spirit of might in single portion is to connect with those ready that will be upon their tongues to speak, restore the word in its rightfulness. Let me give you an example.
Mostly
here in the nation of Uganda, the wizards, they go read Habakkuk chapter 3 and the verse 3, and they say God came down coming from Teman, that when he has horns, when they red horns, these wizards of Uganda, in Uganda, they saw like these horns of their shrines. Yet those horns are revealed in the mystery according to Revelation chapter 5 in the verse 6.
Say
they are the seven spirits of God. These are not physical horns or the demons. And those seven spirits where there is the spirit of the Lord, the one of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, of might, of knowledge, and of the fear of God. Let's read that, you see how they twist it. And you see those who stood with the spirit of might,
and we're
going to speak the word of God in power, the killing plans of the crafty. Let's read, we see.
Habakkuk isule yokusatu nolunyiriri olokusatu.
Habakkuk chapter 3 verses 3.
Katonda yajja ngava ku Temani. Era omutukuvu yajja ngava ku lusozi Palani. Ekitiibwa kye kyabika ku ggulu. Ensi nejjula ettendo lye.
God came from Teman, and the Holy One from the Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Verses 4.
N'okumasamasa kwe kwali ng'omusana. Yalina amayembe nga gava mu mukono gwe. Era omwo mwe mwali okukweka amaanyi ge.
And his brightness was as the light. He had rays flashing out of his hand, and there was his power hidden. Yes. When they read the Luganda version that he had horns within his hand, those wizards who were unlearned, they straight twist, they say those are the horns of the shrines. It means God is the one who sends them to us. Yet they do not know.
For
Revelation chapter 5, verses
6,
it reveals the mystery of those horns. And it speaks they are the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all
earth.
Let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 5, verses 6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina, ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda, egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in the all earth. Yes. You see that Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 3 unto 4, where God came down his glory filled in the heavens and earth. And he saw rays of horns come from his hands. Them do not understand the mystery. They straight saw those horns. They are ones of the shrines. Yet even the shrines where they call them horns, the other are demons, just that they put them in attachments of horns of like of a buffalo. But Revelation chapter 5 verse
6,
he revealed the mystery of the horns within the hand of God. These are not horns the demons know. But Revelation 5 verse 6 has said that I saw the Lamb of God seeming as he was slain, and he has seven horns and the seven eyes. And he explains that they are the seven spirits of God,
both
sent in the all earth.
So to yagamba ndi jemizimu.
Yet it did not say that those are the demons. Not.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For both seven spirits, they even have names.
In Isaiah
11, the verse 2. Where there is the spirit of the Lord, is that a horn?
Kuliko kawumpuli.
Is there kawumpuli, as they call it?
Kuliko namuzinda.
Is there namuzinda, as they call it in Uganda?
Kuliko yomoyo wa magezi.
There is spirit of wisdom.
Kuliko kawumpuli wa magezi. Is there wa magezi?
A demon of wisdom? There is the spirit of counsel. I don't know whether we have a demon of counsel, of understanding. We have the spirit of understanding and counsel. We have the spirit of might, the one we study now. How he works in single portion,
double portion,
double portion,
and triple portion,
and the triple portion.
Then
we have the spirit of knowledge,
which
all the light of the word of God, which reaches to the full knowledge of God, the eternal life. And there is the spirit of fear of the Lord. Now them in reading horns, now we have to be ready. In the spirit of might, when is connected with our spirits, it is upon our tongues. It is put upon it the words to be ready to correct things which are twisted. Those they subtracted to restore them back. But when they twist, they change the meaning. When they subtract, that they have taken it out, you no more join it to understand it. When they add in the word, and they have caused perversion.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. But when he speaks in Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18 to 19, he speaks of those adding in the word of God there to get these plagues added on them down here. But this months have to straight begin there 2022. Yes.
It's
when you're going to see these punishments coming to pass. Those who added in the words. You know, Ben Hinn came out, spoke them. When he changed the gospel, he came out, proclaimed that he had changed the gospel. Now, do not just wait. Right from today, you write the date of today right down. Even the month
from
many are going to come out, both twisted the word of God. Those who subtracted and added in it, that they will speak it out. Read me Revelations, we see. Revelations chapter 22, verses
18. Nti omuntu yenna bw'ayongerangako ku byo, Katonda aliyongera ku ye ebibonyoobonyo.
For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Yes. Those who added in it. We are going to speak it as it's meant to be. You know, when they added in it, you can see, for we're going to correct all most of the Bibles. And we connect each one of them with the other. What you subtracted from this will restore, and in all of them we shall restore what they
subtracted.
Now all the plagues written in this Bible, right from the date of 17th of the month of June 2021. Is it not that? All plagues written in this book, the Bible, they are going to begin before people always who have been subtracted from the word of God. And they will come out and speak it open when God has smitten them. And many of them, God is going to take them away. And they have been like pastors. They have been like religious people. They have been like born again. They have refused to repent for twisting the word of God. For he put for them a powerful example. When he commanded the evangelist Ben Hinn in the year 2019 to repent for twisting the word of God, in changing the gospel, when he departed from gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and they resorted to material gain gospel and the selling of miracles, and they remained defying it, and the heads
became.
Now the moving of the Holy Spirit in the spirit of mighty,
single portion,
when he works in single portion,
double portion, and triple portion,
double and triple portion,
he's
going to punish them as the plagues within this Bible. If you want to read a few of them in the brief, you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, start from verse 14 up to almost verse
16.
You will see plagues and punishments there. Those are the few written in the Bible.
Yes, you have been with
praise Jesus much. But that began right from today. We no more waiting. For the spirit of might moved in Uganda.
It's
heading on to the whole world in the year 2022. In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival and restoration of all things moving here in Uganda, as God envisioned the evangelist Ben Hinn, and as he came proclaiming in the Bible, even in history, the worldwide call to be in the nation of Uganda in the year 2022. Now those who act in the world, yes, beatings and prayers right from the Lord, to be killed with their beds and the pulpits, to block their mouth while on the pulpits, and the many things like those.
Read verse 19,
Revelations.
Revelations chapter 22, verses
19.
Era omuntu yenna bw'ajjangamu mu bigambo eby'ekitabo eky'obunnabbi buno. Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu ne ku kibuga ekitukuvu ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Yes. You know Revelation 22 verse 18. Those who add in the word, he has to spit them immediately.
You
know what it means to add in the word of God? To kill all the rest reading it. Destroy them in hell and the lake of fire. Now the ones subtracting from it. At least you will say, I didn't read that. But that is dangerous.
What
dangerous is to add in it those is to smite them immediately. Those who added them. Now those subtracting, he's taken a portion of life from them. And most they will be killed. Others will take them from an eternal life from them. Praise Jesus. So the spirit of might, that's how it's going to work. And to prove it's going to have much authority. It's going to use most the rhythm of the word of God. And it's put it within our hearts. In our minds. Even upon our tongues.
And
join verses 2, 4 and above commands. Right from the Old and New Testament to be able to uproot everything in and everything he never built in the wizards, in the religions, in the false beliefs, the false salvation, then he will plant salvation of truth. Praise Jesus. Let's read we here. Isaiah chapter 28, verse
13. Bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. The word of God in the spirit of mighty, he has decided.
He
brings the other of spirit of understanding. There is a rhythm or order. The preaching of the word of God. Command by command. Command by command. 2, 4 and above verses. On everything being taught about. Concerning the laws and the commands of God. Line upon line. Line upon line.
There are
going to be 2, 4 and above verses. Every issue going to be spoken about. That of the kingdom of God. Passes through the word of God. The holy book. The scriptures of truth. Let's just prepare for the spirit already
move.
Just wants us to move to head on the world.
In
revival starts 2022.
Many,
only 5 months, there's no more waiting.
There's
no more waiting. Praise Jesus much.
We
will be captured, everyone who has been a con man.
Yes,
2022, you're going to see authority. You've not yet known what is going to happen. But that year, a great change within the world. And the spirit is moving physically. With physical marvelous works.
Muruatu
in openly The world is now being surprised of corona. And many things happening. Yet they are 2020. We've told you like today. The change of things. A great change. Which has never appeared on this world. In the year 2022. But the Spirit will have moved. In mighty.
Double portion.
It's put in double portion and triple portion.
It
moves with revival.
It's
going to appear people thirsty of the word.
It
wanted to fulfill that dream. Everyone who will hear. The Spirit some will give them before they sit even in the
study.
Give them what to speak hastily. For when he promised. Some promises we had not yet seen them. Like those in Matthew. Do not worry what to speak. For the Spirit will give you. Scriptures on their tongues is never raised. At least he will speak one. At least he will speak once. Explain one thing. In the world that it strikes the devil's
body.
That promise we've been waiting for it. Let's read, we see. Matthew chapter 10, verses 19.
Newe banaba wanga yo, temwela likiriranganti, tunagamba tutia, tunayogerachi.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verses 20.
Kubanga simwe mwogera, wabula omoyo gwa kitamwe yayogerera mumwe.
For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks through you. Yes. There is a great speech find a false prophet this time is teaching about himself.
And
teaching about himself
the
is on the pulpit, is not aware. You know there is one day an old prophet had fallen and they sent a young prophet in Judah. After the young prophet
perverted,
the old prophet, the word of the Lord appeared on his tongue. It told him,
everything
you spoke is true and it's going to happen on you. They will borrow me with you, me to have been a corn man. There are things you are going to see. You will see the priests and they speak how they've been lying.
The
pastors and the false prophets and they teach about and they don't know where they have come from. This is what happened
on
Ezekiel. He blocked his mouth. He told him, I'll lose it when you reach where you speak, to speak out. Is it that? Yes.
Others
will block their mouth from their
home.
Yet he tells them one thing on the pulpit. When he reaches on the pulpit, what God loses, they will
speak.
I've told you. And he teaches himself how it's been calling for their belief, for their religion, how it's been
They
are going to reach, they will not speak what they want. I'm told he's going to sit on the tongues of people. The Spirit. Even the word will put upon them to speak. Even animals will preach the gospel in open. You know the gospel of creation has been preached in secret. Now this time you have seen goats, cows and other animals speaking. You know there are those who saw a mango with the face of a human being. They think it's a joke. You see a mango with the face of a human being speaking, I don't know where you will turn to. Year 2022, it's that.
You
wait
until
the December. Tell you what will happen in the year 2022.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now today, count it aside, the 1st December. They are 2021. Spoken what is to happen the next year.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The working of the Holy Spirit.
What is the power?
You know, you don't be able to control yourself even. This is power.
It
captures you, takes you wherever it wants. It makes you speak whatever it wants. It is upon the tongue.
This
one
day you
catch.
He does not know
what he speaks, but he will go speak the worldwide call and show them where it is. The dump and people mad.
You
wait, he moves officially 2022. They are alien acts going to happen. The spirit of mighty is going to do them.
President again in parliament.
The president will go to parliament.
Against
the
Kugera Kubira, Akukaya, and Kokuka.
You'll reach their speak of the worldwide call.
Katunanga ya ise Mugana Muti.
If God is the one who calls, how dare you refuse?
Now
see the spirit of mighty specifically
to
enter in double portion.
Triple
portion, and you will see. Everything will tell the word of God has the power.
And
the Holy Scriptures, you speak them as you want. You're going to see of the power within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When we shall enter double portion of the spirit of mighty, do you know
that
spoken Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10
12,
as it says like this.
Jeremiah
chapter 10 from verse 10. Naye
mukama yekatonda yenyini owamazima. Oyo yekatonda omulamu era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ensi ekankana olw'obusungu bwe. So n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
Omanyi katonda mukambwe sukulindeko. Katonda mukambwe mutina kuzino.
God these days is very indignated.
Aina byayino kola.
There are things he's meant to do.
Kakaso kubira wokwe.
I prove his presence.
Suko nzile mu lunyoro mu
Luganda. You repeat that verse in Luganda.
Yeremiya sura ye 10 no lunyiriri olwe 10.
Jeremiah chapter 10 verses 10.
Naye mukama yekatonda yenyini owamazima. Oyo yekatonda omulamu era kabaka ataggwaawo. Ense ekankana olw'obusungu bwe. So n'amawanga tegayinza kugumiikiriza kunyiiga kwe.
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to endure his indignation. Yes. You're going to see the world trembling. It's not an earthquake. But when it is trembling, we promised Matthew 23. In the last days, as Christ will be coming back, Matthew 24, there will be many earthquakes in the world. You know, when the powerful one moves, everything is shaken, broken. On the 1st.
January
2022. They are going to see earthquakes straight will begin on that day.
There
are earthquakes in different news mediums. The 1st of January. January 2022. Earthquakes will straight begin to move. Earthquakes great that have never happened. You've been open-rehearing them on a bit. They are going to spread cities and the entire nation. An earthquake has happened not in one village or in one city, but struck 5 cities or an entire nation. Yes. Or you think one who spoke is not faithful even to fulfill. He's going to straight begin on the 1st,
January
2022.
You will open up the
world like that with the year.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
You
wait, you write it down. You will see. You will come to testify.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
One
who promised Matthew 24, one who promised this Christ, and is the power.
He
is the one going to do
that. He promised
that when
he's
about to come back, there will be many earthquakes in the world.
Matayi suri yabiri mwenya, noru nyiriri oruwa makumi yabiri.
Matthew chapter 24, verses 20.
Namwe musabe ekiddukiro kyammwe kirimo kubambira ebyempewo.
But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
Verses 21.
For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever be shall be. Matthew chapter
24, verse 7.
For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences. And earthquakes in various places. Now, there will be pestilences like of coronavirus. Those happened in the 2019. What is remaining you to see the last one? Earthquakes in the whole world.
Now,
pestilences happened. Corona came through them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So,
pestilences happened in the plants, in the human beings. In the humans, we have coronavirus. Now we are waiting for earthquakes. But when the powerful one will be moving, God Almighty, through His word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He sends His Spirit through the Spirit of Mighty in double portion. Remember, through it He created all things.
The
Spirit of Might in double portion, what is to do? The shaking of those, He created within power.
For
He created the earth and no one will uproot it except Him. I'm not going to go in much. But let's get back to Jeremiah, we see. And in that time, it's amazing that people who had held on gods, those not gods, those calling themselves gods, they are to finish. Let's read, we hear. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 11.
Boye muti bwe mbagamba nti bakatonda batakola gulu na nsi, abo balibula mu nsi n'okuva wansi w'eggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Now let me tell you, starting the year 2022, Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 11, it's also going to begin to come to pass. Some they are going to look for their demons, they will no more see them. Demons, those they call their gods, they have to disappear. And don't be surprised, you out in the world. I've told you truth. You're going to look for gods who have been worshipping, you'll no more see them. You will call them, they will never appear again. Demons which have been long in the world. For He said, they will disappear, they will be there in the heavens and earth. Passes away, they have to first be taken away. Those who worship demons want you, for the Spirit is to move in mighty.
He's going to
enter the double portion which created.
which called itself God, it never created heaven and earth. My friends,
angels, the mighty ones from the bottom
of the street,
Abaddon,
the Abaddons of the chains, they are going to pass through seek whoever calls himself God. The other
yet
to be shackled. Now the ones following.
You,
if you know, it's not you God who created heaven and earth.
And
what you've been worshipping, or it's what is been worshipped. 2022, they are going to be taken away. These you hear Jupiter and others. All those worship being called gods. Starting
there
2020, you no more hear of them.
You
have nations, different people with beliefs. And they announce that they are calling their gods, they are no more seeing them. The power which created heaven and earth through the spirit of
God
began to move. Everything which never created, it called itself God. It has to be taken away to hell, the bottomless pits. Don't you see that they are showing
up
people have trusted demons that they are gods, the fallen angels. Every fallen angel raised on the level to call itself God. Woe to you in the year 2022.
The
power who created heaven and earth in power, in double portion, he is going to move. And he should not leave you in this world,
never
in the heavens, within the airspace, those the principalities. The fight has intensified, my brethren. Looking for all those calling themselves gods in the world. You remind of me. For I know it. That year when it's begun, you will hear that.
And
you say God told us this on the other time, has it not begun? We are not going to
do prayer
for them. For this is a scripture meant to be fulfilled. Even angels are waiting for that year to begin. Those of the chains to begin their work. To account for everything calling itself God in the world.
Those
calling themselves His holiness. All those they have to be haunted.
Or
you don't know His holiness is one. The one who owns holiness. Who has told you? God who never created heavens and earth, they will never appear in heavens and earth, never to appear again. They are going to just disappear, some of them. They will look for Him, never see Him. They ask, call Him, cut their fresh. If Elijah is not the one present, then it will never happen.
But
if on the era of Elijah they called, and they called God, he never appeared, he disappeared, and they called Baal, they are going to call him again, they will never see him. Yes.
The
gods of India, all of them in that year. You first finish, we see.
Yeremia, esule yekumi, noru nyiriri oru kumi nebili.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 12.
Yakole ensi oruobu yinzabwe. Yanyweze ebintu byonna oruwa magezige. Elaya bambe guru oruwa kutegera kwe.
He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom. And He has stretched out the heavens at His discretion. Yes. He used the power to establish the heavens and the earth. Now you're going to see the spirit of might in creating heaven and earth. He was in double portion. And he planted tall mountains.
amazzi n'agalagira ne gadduka ne gambuka ensozi
n'ebiwonvu water to run up the mountains and the valleys
yasooka galagira gaawukane
he first commanded it to separate
mu lubereberye esula y'omukaaga esula
chapter 1
onyulwomukaaga lupaku lw'omunaana
verse 6 to 8
n'agaawula
he separated it
kumanyinje bayita okwawula amazzi agato ne guneesi
you know what it means separate water which created heaven and earth
n'amaanyi agaaliwo
even the power which was evolved
kalisome tuwulire
let us read we here
olubereberye esula esooka Nolunyiriri olwa mukaga
Genesis chapter 1 verse 6
Katonda nayogera nti wabewe banga wakati mu mazzi liaulenga amazzi na amazzi
And God said let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and let it divide the waters from the waters
Olunyiriri musanvu
verse 7
Katonda nasawe banga nayaula amazzi agali wansi webanga na amazzi agali wagulu mu banga bwekityo bwekyali
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament and it was so
Olinyolo munana
verses 8
Katonde banga naliite guru nebuba kaungezi nebubencha
and God called the firmament heaven and the evening and the morning were the second day yes
yaita moyo wa amani
he passed through the spirit of power
kokwa ulamaji agakole guru yolengere eri waguru
to separate water which made the heavens high above there
nemunye nyene zikolebo
even stars were made
na kwatane kumaji
and he laid world of water
akakole nsi
which made the earth
bosimo nyoro mwenda
when you read the verse 9
akakole 10 ayogera
bwa up to 10 it speaks like this
Olubereberye esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda
Genesis chapter 1 verses 9
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakuŋŋaanire mu kifo ekimu olukalu lulabike olukalu nti bwe kityo bwe kyali
And God said let the waters under the heaven be gathered and together onto one place and let the dry land appear and it was so
Olunyiriri 10
verse 10
Katonda olukalu naluyite ensi Nekunganiro lya mazzi naliite nyanja Katonda nalaba ngabirunji
And God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters called he seas and God saw that it was good
Yes you ever see
Praise Jesus much
Omoyo wamanye yawuluruka runasimba kensozi
The spirit of power separated dry land planted mountains upon it
Natekaone bidiba bya mazzi
And he put in place pools of waters
Nagalagira
He commanded it
Yesu yabazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amazza gonagalagira gagende mukifo kyagata demu.
That water I commanded it to go in the place he has prepared for it.
Ya tambuza kati inyanje zimunga zisenguka.
He is the one who is moving some rivers and lakes shifting their place.
Era kubanga yatonda.
Oh, because the one who created.
Nsuze zimwaje zisugukuru kuba mukimbo ekimwa azitwale mukirala.
Some mountains he will uproot it from one place into another.
Jukire chintu chimu.
Remember one thing.
Mukama face yatugaye munaha nokukiriza okutomwe.
But Lord Jesus said if you will have a little faith.
Singa mbade nokukiriza kutonobwe kuti.
If I had a little faith.
Mwandi hakide nsoze ezimu okuvano zigene mchifo
chiri. You could have commanded mountains shift from their places to another.
Echichawandikibwa.
That scripture.
Nacho chino tani kutukira mwako go 2022.
It too has to be fulfilled in the year 2022.
Kutambula uko mu mtu kuvuka amanyi mu
mani. Mighty mighty move of the Holy Spirit.
Nsoze ezimu zino kusenguka.
Some mountains have to be shifted in location.
Labachiro.
You see this.
Kubanga.
Because.
Buyayogera mukoresha kwa ba Australia.
When he spoke in the Australian vision.
Nayogera kuitibwa okwensi noko kusinda mugwangalia ya Uganda.
Spoke of the worldwide call to best in the nation of Uganda.
Kuiraija
he spoke of Elijah
na yogera ku Musa
he spoke of Moses
manyanti kumurembe kwa Musa
you know in the era of Moses
yasubulu kwa ule nyanja
he was able to separate the sea
era
na
yasamye taka
he divided the land
nilimira abantu
it swallowed human being
bwechibanga yalaga nti era amanya galabikira munabbi Musa
if he showed still power which appeared in prophet Moses
era neiraija
even Elijah
na kusimbura no mugwangalia Uganda kubune nsiona
yeah in Uganda spread the
word mwaka 2022 ugenda okutandika kubira bebyo
2020 you to begin to see all those
amazzi gawara mpensozi
water will climb the mountains
gakirire mbiwomvu
it will go down to the valleys
nagasenguko okuba mbifeimoge na mbirala
and shift from some places to another
okugenda mbibuga
to go into cities
wangalwe ekiragiro kimwe ekibadde kisibye amazago
for there is one command which has been blocking that water
ekiragiro kimwe wa amani
the command of the spirit of power
titegasuke nsalo zaago
it should not go beyond its borders
atiye kenyini kugasibaja gasubo
himself who
bindeth it, he will lose
it. Now,
there are going to appear great changes.
For
the Holy Spirit is to move in power. With revival and restoration of all things. According to Psalms 104, verses 5
to 9,
spoke of that issue in saying like this.
Zaburi esuri yechikumi mwenya noru nyiriri orokutano.
Psalms 104 from verses 5.
Eyasimbe misingi jensi eremo kusaga saga nange mirembe jona.
Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever.
Orinyolo mukaga.
Verses 6.
Wajibika kenyanja ange chambalo. Amazi negayimirira waguru wensozi.
You covered it with depth as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. Yes. Listen this. The earth is the one who put never to be shaken. Now he put it in place, he will shake it himself. There is a promise in the Hebrews 12. He said this time is not to shake only the earth but even heavens. That too has to come to pass in the moving of year 2022. Not only shaking the earth but even the heavens. Yes. Hebrews. Shaking the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we see the legs. For he said the legs, he put them on the mountains. This is what we call under the earth. You know, everywhere there is a leg, there is a mountain which is protruding downwards. Downwards under the earth. That's why he put the legs on the mountains. Yet mountains are moving downwards. When we change it to look upwards, and you'll see the lake is shifted to another location. There are many things. Even the ways to fulfill them, I know them. By the Spirit of God. He will fill every secret and how is to do it. In the worldwide call, where God has called nations to work with him in the final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival, is the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. Through restoring the gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
Say,
in creation, the Spirit of power moved waters as he wanted. Read me the
first
7 in Psalms, we see.
Psalms 104
in the verse 7.
At your rebuke,
they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. Verses
8.
They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys. Unto the place which you have founded for them. Verses
9.
You have set a bound that they may not pass over. That they turn not again to cover the earth. Yes. Commanded their boundaries. The Spirit of power. Himself is to go, command them go beyond their borders. We are going to go beyond level of the miracles of the lame to walk. That the blind to see. And head on to great miracles, those which are of all.
These
are to be food to the children as it was said. Now these elevated big miracles we've never been.
For
so we're going to look into
triple portion.
In the triple portion.
Nini? Man.
And himself power is
Katunda.
God,
Chitafi.
The Father,
ne
and his
Yesu.
Word, Jesus,
no more we can need.
Even his Holy Spirit,
agata
he has the unlimited power. If possible, he will evolve himself. Then be fed into triple portion. For when he speaks,
1 Corinthians 1:24.
He
says himself Christ is the power. It will need if we enter triple, we've gone into that.
And
we've gone to see the Father himself, his word Jesus, and his Holy Spirit. That is the real triple. Himself.
The
power himself when he manifests.
If
it will be post needed, let us read. We say,
First Corinthians 1:24.
But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes.
He
himself now involves himself. He is the power himself. God is the spirit. Even though he put the spirit of might, he is to remain the one of the unlimited power. According to Revelations chapter 19, verses 6. Revelations chapter 19, verses
6. Alleluia, kubanga mukama katonda wafe, owamanya agatakoma, afuga.
And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Yes. The Lord God omnipotent.
Afuga.
He reigns. There is where we shall need the unlimited power. And it fights with powers of darkness in the 10G networks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus much.
So chigena kweta gisa mukatunda. So if
going to go to openly rain. And the rains and the openly sees the one raining. And there has appeared power in a certain place.
And
it closed roads, there's nothing you see.
Yet,
when a car, an aeroplane or a train is passing. Or a motorbike. And it knocks on an invisible wall. And people don't see it. The world is going to see God reigning all over. And he proves he takes out gods who never created heaven and earth. For he's going to enter the triple portion himself will appear in the world. The devils have been the things they are prepared to do. But I told you their schemes ended there
2022.
They have nothing new to invent, for God is to enter within it much power.
The
Bible says in Peter, in Micah, that will be spoken, the Spirit of the Lord is limited.
He's
not going to have a limit.
He's
going to do beyond. Micah chapter 2, verses 7.
Chiriyo gerwa, gwe nyumba ya Yakobo, nchomoye gwa mukama gufunze, bino bya bikolwa bye. Ebigambo byange tebiwomero yatambula n'obugolokofu.
O you that are named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord restricted? Are these his doings? Do not the words do good to him that walk uprightly?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Spirit of the Lord in power is not will be restricted. That is in single portion alone.
Double portion alone.
Triple even beyond if it will be necessary. In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival.
And
restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. To be known the way they were. How they
they should be
and
how they will be all the days.
It's
moving here in the nation of Uganda in the year 2022. Has God a vision, the evangelist Benny
Hinn,
in the year 2019. May God bless you for listening and putting in action, even to spread in
far.
Let's await to know the spirit of knowledge. How is he to work in single portion,
double portion,
and the triple portion, even the spirit of fear of the Lord? May God add you a blessing.